B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Yevamos Daf Gimel. We're going to start from the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis. We'll just remember we learnt in the Mishnah, which was Daf Beis, almost the entire Daf Beis. We learnt there that there are 15 women that poitzreis tzoroseim, v'tzoreis tzoroseim, min achalitza or min ayibum, at seif kol ha'olam. And just a very quick recap, that what is Yibum? If Shimon and Reuven are two brothers sharing the same father, and then Shimon passes away without children, then any of his wives, according to the Torah, a person's allowed to have a number of wives, any one of his wives has a mitzvah to do Yibum, to get married to Shimon's brother, we'll call him Reuven. And that is the mitzvah of Yibum. Normally marrying a brother's wife, a sister-in-law, is seriously also, it's a chai of koros. However, the mitzvah of Yibum overrides Eishes Ach and says that Reuven should marry his deceased brother Shimon's wife, or one of the wives. Now what happens if, besides for Eishes Ach being a wife of a brother, which is one of the ervois, one of the arayos, which is overridden by Yibum, what happens if there's another issue between one of Shimon's wives and Reuven, which is one of the 15 cases we mentioned in the Mishnah? Then in that case, Reuven cannot do Yibum with any one of those 15 Aroyos. And not only that, but if Shimon was married to one of these 15, which are an Erva to Reuven, then any other wife of Shimon also cannot do Yibum, cannot get married to Reuven. That's called Tzoroseim. Tzoros is a rival wife, a fellow wife of the same person. However, that's all if the issue with Shimon's wife, one of his wives, was with Reuven. So Reuven cannot do Yibum with any of Shimon's wives. What happens if there's another brother, Levi? Levi doesn't have that issue with any of Shimon's wives. Then Levi can do Yibum with any of Shimon's wives. And if Levi does Yibum with the wife that was not the real problematic wife with Reuven, the other wife, the Tzara of the Erev of Reuven, and Levi does Yibum and marries her, and Levi has another wife called a Tzara, which is now a Tzara of a Tzara, the rival wife of the rival wife of Shimon, then the rival wife of Shimon, the Tzara of Shimon, did Yibum with Levi. Levi has another wife, and that wife is a tzoras tzora. And then Levi dies without children. Reuven cannot do Yibum with any of Levi's wives. That's called tzorois tzora. And what are these 15 women that, if Shimon passes away and his wife without children, and his wife or one of his wives are one of these aroyos to Reuven, the Reuven cannot do Yibum, and if he cannot do Yibum, there's no mitzvah of chalitza either, then what are these 15? Well, just a very quick recap. We're not going to explain them all. We did that when we learned Daf Beis, but there's a number of groups. The first group of three is Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, and Bas Benoy, his daughter, his son's daughter, or his daughter's daughter. And we explained on Daf Beis that here we're not talking about the daughter that was born to him from his wife, rather from an anusa. If Reuven was inappropriate with and had relations with another woman and had a daughter, a child, then Shimon married that child, that daughter of Reuven with the oinus, and then Shimon dies without children, that is called bitoy in the Mishnah. And if that daughter, the same would apply with a daughter of the daughter of the daughter, or a daughter of a son, in the event that when Reuven did this act, then he had a son, and that son had a daughter, and then Shimon marries that daughter, dies without children, that daughter is called Bas Benoy. That's the first group. In the Mishnah, that if any of these cases, Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, or Bas Benoy, which are now Nofal LeYibum, they fall into Yibum, they are in the bracket of Yibum to Reuven, because Shimon had married them and died without children, then Reuven cannot do Yibum. The second group is Bas Ishtoy, Bas Beno, Bas Bito, the daughter of his wife, the daughter of his wife's son, or the daughter of his wife's daughter. Those are three cases where, in the event that Bas Ishtoi, Bas Beno, Bas Bito were married to Shimon, and Shimon died without children, then Reuven cannot do Yibum. That's the second group. The third group is Chamoisoi, which is the mother-in-law. If Reuven's mother-in-law was married to Shimon, and then Shimon dies without children, then Reuven cannot do Yibum. because it's his mother-in-law, or the mother of the mother-in-law, or the mother of the father-in-law. That's the next group. And then we have a fourth group of three, and that is Achoisoi Me'imoi. If Reuven's sister, but sharing the same mother, not sharing the same father, and his sister married Shimon, and which was brother, they were sharing the same father, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon married the sister of Reuven, but the sister only from his mother. Then Shimon dies without children. Reuven cannot do Yibum. That's Achoisoi Me'imoi, or Achois Imoi, or the sister of his mother, or Achois Ishtoi, or his wife's sister. In any of these cases, then that would be the fourth group where Yibum would not apply. And then the last three is really a group of two and then one. We've got Eishes Achiv Me'imoi, the wife of his brother, but the brother is only his brother from his mother, sharing the same mother, or Eishes Achiv Shloihoyo Bo'ilomoi, which means that if Reuven was born after Shimon died, then Yibum doesn't apply, and then Shimon's wife to Reuven is just a regular Achis, Eishes Ach, a regular sister-in-law, and has got the chorus, the regular chorus, there is no Yibum. The final case is Kaloso, his daughter-in-law, that if Shimon married Reuven's daughter-in-law, and then Shimon dies without children, Reuven cannot do Yibum with his daughter-in-law. Those are the 15 Aroyos mentioned in our Mishnah, says the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the order of the Mishnah. Mechta kulhu me'achois isha yalfinon. Where do we learn that if any of these 15 Aroyos are now in the bracket of Yibum, which means that if Shimon was married to any of these 15 Aroyos of Reuven, and then Shimon dies without children, Reuven doesn't do Yibum. It doesn't say it in the Torah 15 times. We actually learn it out from Achois Ishtoi. The 12th in the list of the Mishnah is Achois Ishtoi, and we're going to soon see on Daf Gimel where in the Psukim of Achois Ishtoi we learn this. But over there it's clear that Achois Ishtoi, which is one of the Aroyos, if Shimon is married to Achois Ishtoi of Reuven, then Shimon dies, Reuven does not do Yibum. So that's where we learn it out from. And from there we learn that all the other Aroyos also, if they are in Yibum, then we cannot do Yibum. The question is, since the source is Achois Ishtoi, listen Achois Isha Bereisha. So why is the Achois Ishtoi mentioned in the Mishnah as number 12 and not as number 1? That's the source. Answers the Gemara. Are you going to suggest a suggested answer? Tana chumra chumra nokat. Because in the Mishnah, if we pay attention, the first nine are actually all sreifa. That if somebody transgresses an erva of bitoy, bas panoi, bas ishtoy, bas pano, bas bito, chamoisa im chomiv, those nine, they are punishable by sreifa. And then we have after that another five, which is Achoise Me'imoi, Achoise Imoi, Achoise Ishtoi, Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi, and Eishes Ochiv Shelohoyo Bo'ilomoi. Those five are Chayev Chorus. And the last one, Kaloso, his daughter-in-law, is a Chiyuv Skila. So the Mishnah is saying, you know why it mentions, it doesn't put Achoise Ishtoi, which is in the chorus bracket at the beginning of the Mishnah, is because the first nine are all Sreifa. And Sreifa, according to Reb Shimon, is a more stringent punishment than Chorus and Skila. Reb Shimon he de'omar Sreifa Chamura. Everybody agrees that Chorus is less lenient than Skila and Sreifa. There's just a machlokes where the Skila is more stringent than Sreifa, or Sreifa is more stringent than Skila. And Reb Shimon holds Sreifa is the most stringent. And therefore the first nine in the Mishnah are the nine which have the most stringent punishment, which are Sreifa. And that might explain why Achois Ishtoi, which is only Chorus, is not written at the beginning of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, if that's going to be the reason, Ihochi lisne chamoisoi bereisha, de'ika Sreifa b'chamoisoi ksiva. Okay, so you've got nine which are Chiyuv Sreifa. Okay, but which is the one of these nine where it says explicitly that the Sreifa, it's actually number seven, Chamoisoi. So if the reason you've put the first nine at the beginning of the list is because they have Sreifa, then at least put Chamoisoi, which is number seven, at the top of the list, because that's the source that these nine have Sreifa. Void another question. Boso Chamoisoi. So after Chamoisoi, Eim Chamoisoi, and Eim Chomiv, which is the third group, it's number 7, 8, and 9. After that, why don't you write, if you say that the reason you put those nine first and Achois Ishtoi afterwards is because those nine are Sreifa, what comes after Sreifa in stringency? Skila. which is even before Koros. So we should go straight from the nine of Srefa to Kalosoi, to the daughter-in-law, which is the 15th one in the Mishnah, and the 15th one should actually become number 10, because it's the first one of it's the one of Skila, straight after Srefa. Lisni Kalosoi to Bosor Srefa, Skila Chamura. Because after the stringency of Srefa, the next one down is Skila, not the Koros, which is the five between the Srefa group and Kalosoi, which is Skila. Elo says the Gemara, I'll explain to you the order. It's not because of the stringency, or not only because of the stringency. Elo, Bitoi, the reason that the Mishnah, number one of the 15th, of the 15, is at the beginning, which is his daughter, Bitoi Me'anusasoi, is Kiven De'asya Midrasha Chavivala. That means this concept of somebody who has relations, who marries a daughter from an Anusa, somebody had relations with a woman outside marriage, had a daughter, and then he marries that daughter. How do we know that he's not allowed to marry her? Nothing to do with Yibum. But that if he does have marital relations with her, how do we know that it's Osa? And it's actually Besreifa. But how do we know it's Osa? It's a drasha. It's not written explicitly. Kiven da'asya midrasha, since it's learnt out from a drasha, and it's not explicit, chavivale, because it uses the rules of the oral Torah and how to learn the psukim, we have a particular fondness of those halachas that are learnt from drashas and are not explicit, and therefore bitoy, whether not in the context of yibum, just in the context of relations which are osa, bitoy me'anusosoi, is learnt from a drasha, therefore we put that at the beginning of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, if so, kulhu nami midrasha asu. But regarding the context of yibum, that you don't do yibum with an erva, as we said, these 15 arayos, which is the context of our Mishnah, all of them are learnt out from a drasha. Why is bitoy? If the reason you've put bitoy first is because it's learnt from a drasha, but all of them are learnt from a drasha. So why should one get precedence over another? Says the Gemara, there's a difference. Nehida le'inyan yibum asyon midrasha. It's true that all of them, the fact that you're not allowed to do yibum with an erva is learnt out from a drasha. However, ikar isurayhu, the actual fact that these people are not allowed to marry each other, these 15 arayis, behed yaksivibuhu. It's written explicitly in the Torah. All the arayis, besides for bitoy, the first one, all the rest are learnt out explicitly from psukim. And however, bitoy ikar isuro midrasha. But the daughter, me'anusosoi, the very fact that a person has relationships with his bitoy me'anusosoi is asar, that in itself is a drasha, and that's unique of these the whole list, and therefore bitoy is first. Do'omarov, where indeed do we learn that bitoy bitoy from an anusa is indeed asa? Do'omarov, omar of Levi baravdimi. There's going to be three psukim. There's one posuk that speaks about bas benoi and bas bitoy, which is number 2 and 3 in our Mishnah, where there it says explicitly that it's osa. Then there's another posuk that actually speaks about his wife's daughter or his own daughter within marriage. That's osa. That we also know, that his own daughter and his wife's daughter, that it's osa. Now, and then we have the third pasuk that speaks about chamoisoi, which is his mother-in-law. And what's interesting is that in the first pasuk, in the pasuk that speaks about bas benoi and bas bitoi, which is the daughter of his daughter or the daughter of his son, but when his child was born from oinus, from a relationship outside marriage, there it says in the pasuk, heino. When it speaks about bas ishtoi, which is his own daughter or his wife's daughter within marriage, there it says in the pasuk, heino and zima. When it speaks about chamoisoi, the mother-in-law, where there it says explicitly there's a chiyuv sreifa, there it says zima. So Rav said that he heard from Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, asya heino heino zima zima. First we learn out from heino heino, that we learn out in the same way as his own daughter or his wife's daughter has the same stringencies, the same aloha as his granddaughter. So too, regarding outside of marriage, by anusa, the bitoy is the same as bas benoy and bas bitoy. That it's asa. The fact that a daughter from an anusa and a grandchild from an anusa is the same. That we learn out from heino heino. And that's really what we want here. That's the drasha we're talking about here, that bitoy mi anusosoy is besreifa. We learn that here. The fact that it's asa is learned out from heino heino. And we also learn zimo zimo. We learn from chamoisoy to a regular bas ishtoy, where in both of those psukim it says zimo. So we learn that bas ishtoy, or his own daughter within marriage, is besreifa. And once bas ishtoy is besreifa, then also, bitoy, bas benoy, and bas bitoy, me'anus from oinus, is also bisrefa, is again learnt out from heino heino. So either way, we see from here that bitoy me'anus osoy is learnt out from a drasha, and that's why it's the beginning. Hash, says the Gemara, hashta de omrus, kol milse de asya midrasha chavivale. If you're going to say that, as we just said now, regarding the actual issa itself of the relations, that bitoy, in contrast to the rest, where bitoy is not written explicitly, that's why it's at the beginning. If so, I would have thought that whenever you have a list of things which are learned from a drasha, and you've got something which is explicit, the one that's explicit, which is should be at the end of the list. If so, lisni la'achois isha lebasayf. So that achois isha, number 12 that we mentioned before, that this achis ishtoi is the source within the context of yibum, that one doesn't do yibum to one of these 15 arayas. It's written by achis ishtoi. It's the drasha. It's there explicitly. And since it's learnt out from there, it should be at the bottom of the list. So the Gemara says, listen, achis isha lebesoif. Achis isha should be written at the very last, in number 15, in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, no. Aidi de aira be'issa achvasa tona achis ishtei. The reason that we mention achis ishtei as number 12 is because number 11 and number 10, the two before it, there it's achoisoy me'imoy. And achois imoy, we're talking about siblings, that the relationship is because it's achva, it's sisters, sister of his mother, or his own sister sharing the same mother, achis imoy, achis imoy. So we also add in achis ishtoi, his wife's sister. So it belongs there because of the context, even though it should be at the end of the list because that's where it's written explicitly. Now the Gemara says, if the only reason you've put achis ishtoi as number 12 and not as number 15 is because number 11 and number 10 is a group of achis, of sisters, take that whole group and put it at the end. After Eim Chomov, which is number 9, then go to Eishes Ochiv Mi'imoy and Eishes Ochiv Shlohe Beilomoy and Kalosoy, and then put these at the end, in order that the last one will be Achos Ishtoi. Says the Gemara, Elo, no. I'm going to explain to you a different theme that will help us understand the order of the Mishnah. Tana of the Mishnah, Kurva Kurva Nokat. It's going in closeness, in relations. It means the closest relatives, the erva, which of the closest relatives, is higher up on the list. So first tona, bitoy, bas benoy. The first three, the first group is his own daughter or his son's daughter and daughter's daughter. Again, that his own son and daughter is from an anusa. Dekrovi atzmai, they are his own blood relatives, they are his own offspring. So those are the first ones. Vaide de tona shloisha doiris lemato didei. Once it speaks about three generations below him, which is his daughter, his son's daughter, and his daughter's daughter, tona namishleisha deiris lemato dido. We do the same with his wife, bas ishtoi, bas peno, and bas bito. That's group number two. Vaide de tona shloisha deiris lemato dido. Once we've mentioned the offspring of his wife, down, that means the offspring, tona shloisha deiris lemalo dido. We speak about the ancestors, three people who are above, so to speak, who of his wife, which is Chamoisoy, his mother-in-law, Eim Chamoisoy and Eim Chomov, and his mother-in-law's mother or his father-in-law's mother. V'tona achoisoy v'achois imoy. And then we go back to, this is the group that we're talking about now, that we go back to his own relatives now, because we started with his relatives and then went to his wife's relatives, and now we're back to his own relatives, to his sisters, achoisei mi'imoy, or achois imoy, his mother's sister, and as we said before, here goes achois ishtoi, his wife's sister, Va'ayda da'ayri, but it's achva. Once we mention sisters, achoisim ima, achoisai, achois imoi, which is number 10 and 11, then tona achois ishtoi, then the sister of his wife is put in here as number 12. Now really, ubedinhu, delikadmei, lekalosoi. And the truth is that now, in the first opportunity, the first window we have to bring in the daughter-in-law, which is the next down in stringency, because the first nine were sreifa. It's true that we added in another three, because of achoisim imoi, achois imoi, and Achois Ishtoi, which is Kurva Didei, it's his relatives. And they are not Besreifa, they are Bekoros. But we had to do that because of the theme we just discussed. But as soon as you have an opportunity, now we should put in Kalosoi, his daughter-in-law, which is Skila, which is more stringent than Koros. Mikame Eishes Ochiv Shlahoi Beilomoi, before number 13 and 14, which is Eishes Ochiv Mi'imoi and Eishes Ochiv Shlahoi Beilomoi. Dulei Mishum Kurvahu, because those two are not relatives at all. That means the issue is either because it's his brother sharing the same mother as him. It's his brother's wife. It's not his brother's wife is not his relative at all. Or it's not his relative or his wife's relative. And Eishes Ochiv Shlahoi Beilomoi, where the issue there is nothing to do with the fact that he's a relative. It's just that the two brothers, Shimon that died and Reuven that survived, were not alive at the same time. It's not because of a closeness in being relatives. And therefore, Kalosa, his daughter-in-law, really should have been before those last two. Straight after we have the first 12, put Kalosa. Because the first 12, as we explained, are all because of the relations. Kurva, kurva. Elo aidi da'ira be'isa achva. Once we speak about siblings, we speak about, that's number 10, 11, and 12. Achoisei me'imoi, achois imoi, and achois ishtoi. Then, once we speak about that tona Eishes Ochiv Shlahoi Beilomoi, then we add in the Eishes Ochiv Mi'imoi and Eishes Ochiv Shlahoi Beilomoi, which is also to do with his brother. It's not an erva, it's not relations because of being a brother, but it's his brother's relations. Eishes Ochiv Mi'imoi or Eishes Ochiv Shlahoi Beilomoi. So therefore we add those two in, and v'hodatona kalosoi, and then we put last to the end of the list is his daughter-in-law, which has nothing to do with any relations at all. It's not a relative, I should say. It's nothing to do with being related. It's not his relatives. It's not his brother's relatives. It's not a brother of anyone. It just happens to be that his son chose to marry this woman. So it's a daughter-in-law, and therefore it's the furthest away in relativeness, and therefore it's the last one in the Mishnah. So now we've understood the sequence, the order of the Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going back to the terminology used in the Mishnah. The Mishnah uses the terminology regarding these 15 women that poitrois, they exempt. It doesn't say oisrois, that is prohibited. It's a ptur, it's an exemption. Poitrois, tzorosim, but tzorosim, min hachalitza or min hayibum. It first mentions chalitza, and then it mentions Yibum. We know that the primary mitzvah we're discussing is the mitzvah of Yibum, which is the surviving brother marrying the widow of his deceased brother. The Torah says that should there be any reason, good or other, that Yibum is not done, then Chalitza has to be done, which is a ceremony which we're going to discuss later on in the Masechta, but it's called Chalitza, which means that the surviving brother doesn't actually marry the widow, they just do Chalitza. Before Chalitza, that means in the event that it's permitted to do Yibum and Yibum is not being done, one must do Chalitza before the widow can marry out and get married to whoever she wants. So now the Gemara is asking, Umay Irya de Tana Poitrois Lisna Oisrois. Why does it say they're exempt from doing Yibum? It should say once it's prohibited to do Yibum, because as we said before, what is Yibum? Yibum is marrying a sister-in-law. A sister-in-law is seriously osur in the Torah. If this Shimon would have had children and then died, and Reuven marries Shimon's wife, then it's a sister-in-law. It's osur. It's very, very seriously osur. But Yibum overrides it. But when there's an exemption of Yibum, then what comes straight back is the issa of Eishes Ach, which is seriously Asa. So it shouldn't say they're exempt from doing Yibum, which would seem, and maybe we can understand as being, you're allowed to do Yibum, but you don't have to do Yibum. It should say Asurois, you're not allowed to do Yibum. Because if you don't have to do Yibum, then there's the issa of Eishes Ach comes back. Answers the Gemara, Itan Oisrois, if it would have said it's Asa, it's prohibited, Hava Mina Asur LeYabim. I may have thought, because let's try and understand. Yibum is marriage. Marriage is either mutter or osser. Chalitza is a ceremony which can never be osser. Because what's osser about it? It's about taking off a shoe and saying some things. We're going to learn about it. But there's nothing osser about it. It's either chayev or potter. You're either required to do it or exempt from doing it. But there's no issue there of being osser to do it. So had the Mishnah used the term asurais, that is prohibited, we may have thought, hava amina, that osur leyabim, that in the case of these 15 arayos, it's osur to do yibum. Aval michlatz chalza. But maybe I would have thought that in the case of these 15 arayos, one doesn't do yibum, but one does do chalitza. Because if it says asurais, the term osur applies to yibum, not to chalitza. Kumash Malon, the Mishnah is trying to impress on us that also Chalitza is, one doesn't have to do Chalitza. Asks the Gemara, V'lisne Asura Lachlitz. So why don't you say Osur, that it's prohibited to do Chalitza? And we'll understand that if you can't do Chalitza, of course you can't do Yibum, because Chalitza is only a consequent of a requirement of Yibum that's not being done. Says the Gemara, you can't say the word Asura regarding Chalitza, as we just explained. Maika Ovid, what's he done wrong? How can it be prohibited to do Chalitza? It's not an Avera. It's either a requirement or an exemption, but it's not an Avera. Says the Gemara, even that we don't understand. It should say Asura Lachloitz. It's prohibited to do Chalitza. You asked a question, why would it be Osir? Alom Oloi, what's the problem? Of course it should be Osir. You know why it should be Osir? Not because the Chalitza itself is an Avera, but because Imat Oimer Choyletzes, people will say that if you can do Chalitza, Misyabemes, because the whole Chalitza is only where Yibum should have been done. So if they see that you're doing Chalitza, then I may have thought that you're allowed to do Yibum. And that's very serious. We're talking about the 15 Arayos. You're not allowed to do Yibum. So in order for that mistake not to happen, it can't say Osur. It's a prohibition to do Chalitza. So why doesn't it say Asurais in the Mishnah? Why does it say Pturais? Answers the Gemara, Kiven de Bemoki Mitzvah Huda Asira Tzara. Because the Mishnah is talking about a rival wife, a second wife, that if one of Shimon's wife was an erva, one of the 15 Aroyas, to Ruvain cannot do Chalitza, cannot do Yibum, also to that erva, and also to the other wives of Shimon. They are called Tzoris. But the concept of Tzora, a rival wife, could apply any other time. What happens if you've got two people who are not related to each other? And somebody, for example, you've got Ruvain and Don. Don married Ruvain's daughter. And Don also had another wife. A rival wife, another wife to Reuven's daughter. And then, for whatever reason, Don died. So Reuven certainly can't marry his daughter. But can Reuven then marry Don's second wife, the rival wife of his daughter? It's a concept of Tzara, but not in the context of Yibum. So the Gemara is saying that Kiven de Bemoki Mitzvahuda Asira Tzara, since the whole concept of Tzara, a limitation of marrying a rival wife, a wife who was also married to, who was married to somebody who was also married to somebody who you can't marry, then Sheloi Bemoki Mitzvah Sharia. It's only in the context of Yibum that the concept of Tzara is an issue, but in the case we mentioned before, not in the context of Yibum, there's no problem of being a rival wife. Reuven can marry Don's second wife. Mishum Hocha Tony Poitres. If it would have said in the Mishnah, Oisreis, that it prohibits Tzoris and Tzoris Tzoris, I may have thought that the reason that you do not do Yibum, Reuven cannot do Yibum with the Tzora of the Erva, Shimon's wife, Shimon's second wife, is because being a rivalry wife, being a wife together with an Erva, means that the status of the Erva also applies to the other wife, and that might apply even outside the context of Yibum. And because Asura just means that an Erva puts an Isser onto the Tzora. onto the other wife, in which case Reuven would not be able to marry the second wife of Don. But, and since that's not truth, because Reuven is allowed to marry the second wife of Don, then it must be that it's only within the context of Yibum that since that Erva makes that the rival wife does not require it or is not allowed to do Yibum. And then by default, the reason that Reuven cannot marry that second wife of Shimon is because it's of Eishes Ach, because it's the wife of Reuven's brother. But it's that because it's Eishes Ach, not because it's a rival wife of one of the Arayas to Reuven. And in order that we shouldn't make a mistake, therefore it does not say Asurois, it says Poitres. Mishum Hochatoni Poitres. And now the Gemara is asking, Umay Iria Detoni Mina Chalitza or Mina Yibum. Why does it say in the Mishnah that they are exempt? There's a Ptur of doing Chalitza and Yibum. Just say, listen to Mina Yibum, just say Yibum. Because what is Chalitza? Chalitza means that where you could have and should have done Yibum and you didn't do Yibum, you do Chalitza. But if you're telling us now you're not allowed to do Yibum, then the whole concept of Chalitza wouldn't apply. Listen to Mina Yibum Luchudei. So just focus on the main issue, which is the Yibum. Answers the Gemara, Itonu mina yibum. If it would have just said that the potter from doing yibum, have a mina, I may have thought that yibum, which is marriage, you're not allowed to do. But the fact that Shimon died without children, at least do chalitza with one of his wives, michlatz chalitza, and only yivuma loy miyabma. You should do chalitza, and only yibum you cannot do. You cannot do yibum because it's an erva. Komash malon. So the Mishnah is coming to impress on us that kol ha'oyle le'yibum, oyle le'chalitza. Only somebody who's allowed to do yibum and has to do yibum is allowed to do chalitza or does chalitza. V'kol she'ein oyle le'yibum, but anybody who's not in the bracket of yibum because it's one of the arayos or a tzara of an erva, ein oyle le'chalitza, also doesn't do chalitza, and therefore the Mishnah has to say that they're exempt also from yibum, also from chalitza. So says the Gemara, okay, granted, we understand, you need to say it twice. You need to say also Yibum, also Chalitza, to tell us that Chalitza only applies when there's Yibum. But at least write Yibum first. V'lisne mina Yibum or mina Chalitza. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that they are Poitris Tzorosein, Tzoris Tzorosein, mina Chalitza or mina Yibum. It mentions Chalitza first. Why does it mention Chalitza first? It should say Yibum first. Inami, or it should just say mina Chalitza luchudei. Just say they're exempt of Chalitza. And that's enough. And we'll understand that if they're exempt from Chalitza, obviously they're also going to be exempt and prohibited of doing Yibum. Answers the Gemara, the reason the Mishnah writes it this way is Abba Shaul he. It's because it's the opinion of Abba Shaul. And Omar Abba Shaul holds, we're going to learn about this later on in the Masechta, that mitzvahs Chalitza kudemes le mitzvahs Yibum, because Abba Shaul's got an opinion that if you're not doing Yibum exclusively with pure intentions of doing a mitzvah, but you have any other ulterior benefits and motives, then it's a big issue, because let's remember, Yibum is with a sister-in-law, which is very much osur, and if you're transgressing that issa, it's not a transgression, it's a mitzvah, it's Yibum, but it has to be done le mitzvahs Yibum. Therefore, Abba Shaul said that it's rather do Chalitza than do Yibum. Mitzvahs Chalitza, kudemes le mitzvahs Yibum. And since the Mishnah wants to impress on us, rather do Chalitza than Yibum, it first mentions Chalitza and then Yibum. Continues the Gemara, and now the Gemara is going on to another topic in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chomesh esrei noshim, poitres tzoroseim, atzoros tzoroseim, that there are 15 women if they are married to Shimon, and then Shimon dies without children, then since they are related somewhat, they're an erva to Reuven, Reuven cannot do Yibum. And then the Mishnah says, on the top line of Daf Beis Amud Beis in the Mishnah, after the end of the 15, it says, Harei Eilu, these are those 15 that are Poitris Tzoroseim, Atzoros Tzoroseim. Now the question is, you can just tell us, the halacha is that 15, that these women, if Shimon is married to any of these women, Reuven cannot do Yibum. Why do you have to count for us? Whenever we have in a Mishnah a number, a counting, we always ask ourselves, are you coming to exclude something? I mean, you're not teaching me how to count. It must be these 15 to the exclusion of something else. And then when it says again, Hare Elu, these are the ones that are Poitre Tzoroseim, Tzoros Tzoroseim, again, it's as if it says these to the exclusion of others. We have to know what case would we have thought would belong to the bracket of those mentioned in the Mishnah, these 15 Arayos, but are not here and are excluded by the fact that it says these 15 and only these. Says the Gemara, Minyona Dereisha Limu'utei Mai, the number, the counting that it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, when it says Chamesh Esrei Noshim, what's it coming to exclude? Uminyona de Seifa, and then at the end of the list, again it says, these, to the exclusion of any others, Limu'utei Mai, what's it coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, Limu'utei Derav Uderav Asi. And we're not going to discuss this now at length, but we're going to learn on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that there's something called a Tzoras Soita. Right? If Shimon was married to a Soita, and then Shimon died, then Shimon wasn't allowed to be and stay married with a Soita. So when Shimon dies without children, in the same way as this Soita wasn't allowed to be married to Shimon, one doesn't do Yibum with Reuven, Shimon's brother, will not do Yibum with that Soita. What about the Tzora Soita, the second wife of Shimon, who was a rival wife to that Soita? So Rav says that Tzora Soita, also you don't do Yibum. Uder Rav Asi. Rav Asi is talking about a Tzoras Eilenis. An Eilenis is a woman who can't have children. And if Shimon was married to an Eilenis, then the Eilenis does not do Yibum with Reuven, and Rav Asi holds that the Tzoras Eilenis, the second wife of Shimon, the rival wife of this Eilenis, also doesn't do Yibum with Reuven. So we're going to learn more about this on Daf Yud Aleph. So we've got these two cases where Tzoras Soita and Tzoras Eilenis, where we could have entertained the idea, as Rav and Rav Asi indeed did, that it's got the same bracket as all the arayos mentioned in the Mishnah, that poitres tzorosim v'tzoros tzorosim min achalitzo min ayibum. So to exclude that, the Mishnah is saying no, that it's these 15, excluding tzoras soita and excluding tzoras eilenis, that the Tana of the Mishnah holds, that even though the eilenis and the soita will not do yibum with Reuven, but the rival wives of either the soita or the eilenis can do yibum. Says the Gemara, okay, that's very good if you're not called Rav or Rav Asi. And then you can say that the Mishnah is coming to tell us, not like Rav and Rav Asi, but L'Rav or Rav Asi. But Rav and Rav Asi themselves, they're not arguing with the Mishnah. They obviously held that Rav regarding Tzoras Soita and Rav Asi regarding Tzoras Eilenis, they held that it is similar to the case in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is soon going to ask, why is it not written in the Mishnah according to Rav and Rav Asi? But before we get to that, according to Rav and Rav Asi, the Mishnah is clearly not excluding those cases. So according to Rav and Rav Asi, the question comes back, why does it say 15 and why does it say Elu, the Minyona de Reisha and Minyona de Seifa? Says the Gemara, Isvirlu da Dodi. If we assume that Rav and Rav Asi hold of each other, that Rav not only does he say that Tzoras Soita doesn't do Yibum, but also Tzoras Eilenis, and Rav Asi not only Tzoras Eilenis, but also Tzoras Soita, which means that Rav and Rav Asi both assume that Tzoras Soita and Tzoras Eilenis would not be excluded from the brackets of the Mishnah, so then I need two, because we have two questions, Minyona de Reisha, Minyona de Seifa. So the Gemara says, Chodelim ute tzoras mema'enes, v'chodelim ute tzoras machzir gerushosi. And again, we're going to learn more about these topics later on in the Masechta, but if Shimon was married to a Ktano, and then there was and the Ktano had the option, whichever the case is, had the option to say to her husband, or to this Yovam, I don't want to marry you. The question is, can the Reuven, if Shimon was married to a Yisoyim Ktano, and then this Yisoyim Ktano doesn't want to do Yibum and says, I don't want to marry Reuven, can Reuven do Yibum with the rival wife of this Mema'enes? Then the Gemara is saying no, that you can do Yibum, that Tzoras Mema'enes is excluded from the case of the Mishnah, that even though in the cases of the Mishnah, the issue of one woman exempts the rival woman from Yibum and Chalitza, in the case of Tzoras Mema'enes, that's not the case. We know that when somebody divorces his wife and then she marries somebody else, and then that marriage terminates, the first husband is not allowed to remarry his first wife, if she had been married in the meantime. What happens if this Shimon did an Aveira and he married the wife that he had divorced, and in the meantime she married somebody else and the person either died or got divorced? Then Shimon wasn't allowed to marry her. If Shimon then dies without children, this Machzik Grushosoi doesn't do Yibum with Reuven. This Grusha, what happens with the Tzoras Machzik Grushosoi? So they're saying that Tzoras Machzik Grushosoi, you can do Yibum, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to exclude. So the Gemara says that's all fine if Rav and Rav Asi hold of each other, and they both hold that Tzoras Soita and Tzoras Eilenis are, you do not do Yibum. And then we need two cases that the Mishnah is excluding, and they are Tzoras Mema'enes and Tzoras Machzik Roshosi. Ve'i lo'isviru lu tahadodi, if they do not hold of each other, and Rav says that only Tzoras Soita doesn't do Yibum. And Rav says only Tzoras Soita doesn't do Yibum, and but Tzoras Eilenis does do Yibum. And Rav Asi says only Tzoras Eilenis doesn't do Yibum, but Tzoras Soita does do Yibum. Then they're not missing two. Then Chodelim Uti Dechavrei. If they don't hold of each other, then Rav, he'll say that one of the exclusions in the Mishnah is Tzoras Eilenis, and Rav Asi will say it's Tzoras Soita. But what's the other one? The other one is Limute Oy Tzoras Ma'enes Oy Tzoras Machzik Roshosoy. One of the two that we mentioned will be excluded by the number that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is saying L'Rav u'L'Rav Asi, but Rav and Rav Asi who say Rav regarding Tzoras Soita and Rav Asi regarding Tzoras Eilenis, that the Tzora is Potter from Yibum and Chalitza, listenu, why is it not written in the Mishnah together with all the others? Says the Gemara Lefisha Eino B'Tzoras Tzora. Because in contrast to all the other Arayas that mentioned in the Mishnah, the issue with all the Arayas is that Shimon was married to somebody that, or somebody besides for a rival wife, but who was married to somebody who was an Erva to Reuven, but wasn't an Erva to another brother, another sibling, to Levi or to Yehuda. So then we have a case where Shimon was married to a woman that Reuven couldn't marry and had a second wife. So Reuven doesn't do Yibum with either, but Levi can do Yibum with any of the two wives of Shimon. But the Mishnah says that if Levi does Yibum, even with a rival wife of the one that couldn't do Yibum with Reuven, then Levi's allowed to marry them. And if Levi then had a second wife, and then Levi dies without children, that second wife is called a Tzoras Tzora to Reuven, and Reuven cannot do Yibum with the Tzoras Tzora. And the reason that can work, and as we said, Ad Sof Olam, you've got as many brothers as you need, and as many as there are, if one marries the next, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, then in all those women, Reuven cannot do Yibum. But that's all because the issue was just with Reuven. And therefore, there could be other siblings that can do Yibum. However, in the cases that we're talking about here, of Tzoras Soita and Tzoras Eilenis, the problem is not with Reuven. The problem was something that was not right with the relationship with Shimon, who had died, and the wife. Either she was an Eilenis or a Soita. And therefore, it's going to make no difference. And in exactly the same way as Reuven cannot do Yibum, none of the siblings can do Yibum. If none of the siblings can do Yibum, you'll never have a case of Tzoras Tzora. And therefore, since our mission is talking about cases of Tzoras Tzora, then these are not mentioned in the Mishnah. And now the Gemara is continuing to fight to the next topic. We need a source. We've now understood the terminologies in the Mishnah, we've understood the order of the Mishnah, but the actual halachas. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to do Yibum, to marry your brother's wife if the brother died without children. But you're saying no. If one of his wives are one of these 15 Ervas to Reuven, Reuven cannot do Yibum not only with that wife, but with any of the rival wives that were married to the deceased brother. The question is, Minoha Nemili, what's the source? Where do we know in the Chumash that Erva and Tzorasa and Tzoras Tzorasa is always Potter from Yibum? Says the Gemara de Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa that it says in the Pasuk, V'isha el Achoisa, which means that you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. That means anybody, even if you're not married to that wife anymore, all the while the wife is alive, even if you divorced her, you're not allowed to marry any of her sisters. You're not allowed to take one of the sisters as a second wife, legalis ervasa or leo b'chayel, during her lifetime, which means all the while that your wife, that the wife you had first, is still alive, you're not allowed to marry any of her sisters. The question is, why is it not enough to say b'chayel all the while she's alive? Why does it have to say oleo on her? Oleo ma talmud leimar. What is the pasuk coming to impress on us when it says the word oleo? Answers the Gemara. Lefi shenemar, because it says in the Chumash, Yevomo Yovo Yoleo, that's the parasha of Yibum we're talking about. Ki yeshvu achim yachtov, if you had two brothers who were brothers of the same father, and they're brothers from the same father and they were alive at the same time, umeis echod mehem, and one of them died, ubein einlo, and he doesn't have any children, loisia eishes hameis hachutza, the widow should not marry out, leish zor, to a strange person, yovom o yovo eleo, the yovom, which is the brother of the deceased person, should marry her, lokocholo leish of yibmo, he should do yibum and marry her. So since it says in the pasuk, yovom o yovo eleo, even though you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, in the event your brother had children, it's an erva. If he didn't have children, then you marry her. Shame'ani, I may have thought, afilu ba'achas mikol arayis, even if besides her being a sister-in-law, it's any of the other arayis mentioned in our Mishnah, there's a mitzvah to do yibum. Mikol arayis, ha'amurayis batayir, ha'kos of medaber. Maybe the pasuk that says, yavoma yovei eleo, that you have to marry the widow and do yibum, is even if it's one of these arayis. Therefore, ne'mar kan. Therefore, it says in the first pasuk we mentioned, by Achois Isha, by his wife's sister, it says the word Oleho, as we saw Oleho Bechayel. V'nemal Alon, and regarding Yibum, it also says in the pasuk Yevomo Yovoi Oleho. Again, it says Oleho. So we learn one from the other. Mal Alon, in the same way as the Oleho, it says by Yibum, is B'moki Mitzvah. It's talking about Mitzvah. It says Yevomo Yovoi Oleho. That's the Mitzvah of Yibum. Afkan, so too, the pasuk that says you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, Achois Ishtoi, which we remember was number 12 in the Mishnah, Afkan b'moki mitzvah. So too, when it says that you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, it's talking about even when it's a mitzvah, even when it's yibum. So you see clearly from here that number 12 in the Mishnah, Achois Ishtoi, you're not allowed to do yibum because it's an erva. And it says in the pasuk, v'isho el achoisa lo yisikach litzroi legali servoso leo b'chaya. Says the Gemara, okay, you found a source that you don't do Yibum if that means Reuven cannot do Yibum with the widow of Shimon if that widow is Achois Ishtoi, is a sister of his wife. Ve'ein li Elohi, so but I only know that you don't do Yibum with the Achois Ishtoi. Tzorosu minayin, if Shimon, besides of marrying Achois Ishtoi of Reuven, also has another wife, and then Shimon dies without children, so we've now learned in the Pasuk that the Achois Ishtoi cannot marry Reuven, you cannot do Yibum. But how about the second wife of Shimon? Can Reuven do Yibum? So now Mishnah says no. Tzorosei and Tzoras Tzorosei, you cannot do Yibum. Where would be the source for that? Talmud Leima says in the Pasuk, Litzroir, that the word Litzroir is similar to the word Tzora, to be a rival wife, that it's also Osa, not only the Achois Ishtoi, but also Litzroir, the Tzora of the Achois Ishtoi, also you don't do Yibum. So I know that if Shimon was married also to Achois Ishtoi of Reuven and also to another wife, both can't do Yibum with Reuven. Tzoras Tzoras. But what happens if Levi marries that co-wife, that rival wife, and then Levi has another wife, and then Levi dies without children, that Reuven doesn't do Yibum with either because it's Tzoras Tzora? Minayin, what would be the source for that? Talmud Leima, since it says the word Litzroir v'loi Lotzor, it would have been enough to be Lotzor, to say that it's, don't take her as a second wife. What's Litzroir? Two reishes to tell us that even Tzoras Tzora is Osa. Says the Gemara, okay. Ein li elo achois isha. You found a posuk in the erva number 12 in the Mishnah, achois ishtoi, and there you found a posuk where it says, Lesikach Litzroir galois ervosa oleo. Between oleo and Litzroir, we know the halachas. Shar arayis. What about the other 14 arayis mentioned in the Mishnah? Minayin, how do you know that you don't do yibum, not with them, not with the tzoris, and not with the tzoras tzoris? Answers the Gemara Omras. We learn it out from Achois Isha. And you remember early on in the daf we saw that Achois Ishtoi, this is the source, that one doesn't do Yibum from with all these 15 arayis. And this is where the Gemara is speaking out. Ma Achois Isha, in the same way as an Achois Isha. If Shimon was married to the sister of Reuven's wife, and then Shimon dies without children, Reuven cannot do Yibum. Is Isha, Ma Achois Isha, that miyuchedes, what's unique about Achois Ishtoi? That's Shehi Erva. Number one, it's one of the arayis. Regular case, marrying Achois Ishtoi, it's an Erva. V'chayovin al zdoina koros, if you marry her, you have relations with her intentionally, it's chayev koros. V'al shigagosa, and if you have relations with her by mistake, chatos, yichayev chatos. V'asura leyabim, and you're not allowed to do yibum, as we just learned here from Oleho and Litzroir. Afkol, we learned from there, so too, anything that's similar to this. Kol Shehi Erva. Any erva, v'chayovin al zayid deina koros, and that you get koros or worse. V'al shigagoso chatos, and if you do it by mistake, you have to bring a chatos. Asura leyabim, it's also to do yibum. And this is the source that all the 15 arayas, they can't, that Reuven doesn't do yibum. Ve'in di Elohein. Okay, so you know that these arayos are similar to achoyis isha, and Reuven cannot marry them even if it's a mitzvah of yibum. Tzoriseyin minayin, how do you know that the co-wives of all these other 14, you also don't do yibum? Answers the Gemara again, Omras, we learn it from achoyis isha. Ma achoyis isha miyuchedes, what's unique about achoyis isha is shehi erva. It's an erva. V'chayovin al zdoin a chorus. If you marry them intentionally, there's chiyuv chorus. V'al shigagos a chatos, and by mistake it's a chatos. V'asura liyabim, and you're not allowed to do yibum. V'tzorosu asura, as we learned from Litzroer, that it's also to do yibum even with the tzora. Afkal so too. Afkalshi erva. V'chayovin al zdoin a chorus. V'al shigagos a chatos. V'asura liyabim. Tzorosu asura. So it's the same as we said before. We learn it out from achis ishtay. Mikan omru chachomim, this is the source, what it says, what we saw in the Mishnah, that chamesh esrei noshim, these 15 women, p'tur poitrei sorosein, v'tzorei sorosein, not only can do they exempt, are they themselves exempted, but they exempt their rival wives and the rival wives of the rival wives, min achalitza, min ayibu, matzei fa'olam, as we saw in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, yochil sh'ani mar be'af sheish aroyo is chamuro is me'ilu. We're going to learn later on Daf Yud Gimel that there are six ervas which are even more stringent than the ones mentioned here, and to the extent that with those arroyas, it never applies to the context of Yibum, because Yibum means Shimon married these people that were an erva to Reuven. Shimon died without children. Reuven cannot do Yibum, but Shimon was allowed to marry these people. Shimon was allowed to marry Reuven's son. Reuven's daughter, sorry. Shimon was allowed to marry Reuven's mother-in-law, etc. So Shimon was allowed to marry her, and then Shimon died. We have an issue with Yibum with Reuven, and Levi, for example, can do Yibum. However, there are six cases where, for example, which we're going to see on Daf Yud Gimel, where it's not possible because Shimon, it's a type of relation which is also for anybody to marry. Any of the siblings can't marry. It's to do with the close relationship between all the brothers and those arroyas. And therefore, Yibum would never apply. That's right. So those cases, which are the chamura ismimeno, those six, which cannot happen in the parish of Yichud, in the parish of Yibum, sorry, what will be if somebody else marries them? You've got one of these sheish arroyas on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and let's see what they are. It's a Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, Sheish arayos chamura is me'ilu, mipnei shenesua is l'achirim, because they can marry somebody else, but they cannot marry any of the brothers, for example, imoy, a mother. There's no such thing as Reuven and Shimon, of Reuven, if Shimon marries Reuven's mother. There's no such thing, because Shimon's mother is Reuven's mother. So Shimon can't marry his mother, and therefore in no context we will say he married his mother, died without children. Can his brother marry, do Yibum with the mother? There's no such thing. But what happens if you've got the mother, for example, and this mother married somebody else? That's okay. She can marry whoever she wants. If she's not married anymore to her first husband, she can go marry to whoever she wants. And that person had a second wife, a rival wife. And then that person died. Are these kids, is Reuven, Shimon, is anybody allowed to marry the rival wife of one of these six very serious ervas? That means, do we use the concept of tzora outside, that means the prohibition of tzora outside the context of Yibum? So the Gemara says, Yochel shani marbe af sheish arayos chamurayos me'elu sheyu tzoroseim asurayos. I may have said that from the psukim where we're seeing in the psukim that you're not allowed to marry a tzora, as we learned from Litzroer, the tzora of an erva. Maybe it's even not in the context of Yibum. Maybe those tzoras will be asur. So we say no. Omro ma achoyis ishtoi. Again, we're learning everything from achoyis ishtoi. Just like in achoyis ishtoi, is miyuchedes, it's unique, shehi erva, v'chayovin al zdoin akorot, v'al shigagos achatos, v'efshe li nosei la'achim. And what's unique with achoyis ishtoi is that Shimon may have married achoyis ishtoi of Reuven, but that will not stop Levi doing Yibum, because it's no problem with Levi. Efshelinose la'achim. V'asura liyabim. And that case, Reuven is not allowed to do Yibum. V'tzaros asura. And the tzara of that erva to Reuven is also asa to Reuven. Af kolso to always kol shehi erva. V'chayovin al zdoin akoros. V'al shegegosa chatos. V'efshelinose la'achim. And they could marry one of the other brothers. Only then, and Vasura Liyabim, only then Tsarasa Asura, then they're not allowed to marry, Reuven's not allowed to marry the Tsara. Yotzu Shesh Aroyas Chamurais Meilu, but those six Aroyas, which are more stringent, they are excluded. Hoyel De'ef Sheli Nasil Achim, because that Erva cannot marry any of the siblings. If it cannot marry any of the siblings, then Litzroyer is not excluding it, because Litzroyer is only excluding something similar to Achos Ishtoi, where Achos Ishtoi is a problem with one brother, not to the other brother. And therefore, a regular Tzora of these serious Aroyas is no problem. There's no concept of Tzora outside Yibum. Tzora Seh Mutoris She'ein Tzora Elo Me'ach, the whole issue of Tzora is only in the context of Yibum. Says the Gemara, as Horo Shamanu, everything we've just learned now is you brought me psukim from Achos Ishtoi that it's also to marry, it's also to do Yibum. Oynish Minayin, how do you know that if you do Yibum in these cases with these 15 women or with the Tzoris, if you do it, that it's seriously Asa? Because once you're not allowed to do Yibum, we know that the Issa of Eishesach comes back, which is one of the Aroyas. But what's the source for that? Maybe if you do Yibum, it was Asa, but you won't have the serious punishment. Says the Gemara, no. Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Kikol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaToivei Yisraela V'nichrusu HaNefoshos Oisos Mekerev Amom, from the fact that it says, Kol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaToivei Yisraelu, if you do any of these abominations that you're going to be punished with V'nichrusu HaNefoshos, you get Koros, that includes any form of Eishes Ach, which is not in the parasha of Yibum. In any case where you marry your brother's wife, not where there's a permission with Yibum, then the Avera of Koros comes back, and that is the source. And Emir Tzashem, in the next Gemara, we're going to continue from here.